From the IMF, there are strong signs of economic recovery in the six member states of the Gulf Cooperation Council. But the World Lending Body warns that economic challenges remain. This week, the IMF released an update to an earlier report on the impact of the global financial crisis on GCC countries. VOA's Cecily Hillary spoke with economic analyst May Camus, co-author of the report.
The recovery is really across the board. It's because of, one, the global economy is rebounding. Two, oil prices are also rebounding. And three, the GCC countries generally have taken very, very strong measures to support recovery and contain the impact of the crisis. And that included a whole spectrum of measures, both on the financial and fiscal side.
In the latest IMF report, you're urging GCC states to prepare what you call exit strategies, but not to implement them until economic conditions are right. What are the strategies you're recommending, and what are the conditions that need to be in place?
Basically, the recovery that we're seeing currently in 2010 is based on the recovery in the global economy and also the support on the fiscal side by the GCC authorities. So the GCC governments should not pull out of the fiscal stimulus measure until they see robust economic growth both locally and until we are sure that the global recovery is also more sustainable.
Some of the Dubai World's creditors are going to be visiting to discuss the, $23.5 million restructuring plan. How important has this crisis been to the region in general?
Actually, the impact has been short-lived on the region generally, and it has been mostly contained to the UAE. We've seen some impact on CDS spreads right after the first announcement of the debt standstill, but since then, the impact has dissipated on the other GCC countries and has been quite limited.
Now, I know Bahrain has been calling for a monetary union somewhere along the lines of the Eurozone. Is this something that would help or hurt the region right now? And what is what's holding the plans back?
As you know, the GCC is planning for a monetary union, and four of the countries have already approved the charter for the union, which has been a very important step in progressing towards a full-fledged monetary union. I think Bahrain is calling for a stability fund, something similar to what the EU has initiated recently because of the crisis. And this is something the GCC countries have noted, that there is a need to evaluate lessons from the EU developments and the impact of the crisis, but that they said that should not imply a delay to the establishment of the monetary union. But yes, I think there is a need to study lessons and learn from them.
May Camus, Deputy Division Chief of the IMF's Middle East and Central Asia Department, speaking with VOA's Cecily Hillary.